Daily Item sports editor Joey Barrett is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Joey, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Bill, it's great to be talking with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to get to a bunch of different stories, but we got a kind of a rivalry night tonight in girls basketball in the city of Lynn with Lynn Classical Girls playing at Lynn English Girls. And I know that Lynn Classical Girls under Coach Tom Sawyer was your team of the week this week in the item. So maybe give us a little update on how you see the game tonight, and we'll talk more about Classical Girls basketball as well.
Yeah, so this is round two between these two teams. Classical took the first one, and the Rams remain undefeated. I tell you what, it's going to be a good game. And I interviewed head coach Tom Sawyer for Classical about sort of the evolution of the three-point shot and how it's really changed his game. And he knows how to coach this team. I mean, they shoot the ball, they shoot it well, and as long as it's a good shot, he's good with it. But he really values the fundamentals too. You got to love defense first, is what he said. So, you know, Classical's going to come out, and then English. They're versatile, they're physical. So I don't know who's going to win, but I know it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's an off night, so it's a Thursday night, a 6:30 game. Yeah, Tom Sawyer's a great coach, and for his basketball team, playing in that Greater Boston League is great for him in Classical. I mean, because they were once one of the very top programs in the Northeastern Conference as well, very competitive, and they're continuing on in the Greater Boston League, so that's great. Yeah. All right.
Oh, they're fun to watch.
Yeah. So let's go to speaking of Lynn English High Gym. The Lynn English boys basketball team, man, they are lighting it up this year and destroying their opponents.
So it seems like every time they play, pretty much, they score 80, 90 points. And it's something that, you know, I didn't think that was going to happen consistently. And they do it in such, you know, amazing fashion, because they've got Warren Keel Jr. and Tyrese Mello Garcia, who are as good of a 1-2 punch in the state. And I'll argue that with anybody. I mean, they can shoot it, they can get to the basket, they can finish. And Alvin does a great job with that team. He was a player, so he knows sort of the ins and outs and what they're going through. They are going to be hard to beat, and I have a feeling I'll be covering them for a while this season.
Yeah, exactly. They're definitely hunting for the playoffs. Well, let's switch to hockey. We did girls and boys basketball. Let's do girls and boys hockey. And you did a story on the Marblehead girls hockey team this past week, right?
Yeah. So Marblehead lost to PLNR, which is Peabody, Linfield, and North Reading. Coached beautifully, by the way, by Michelle Roach. But Marblehead's eighth grade goalie, Liv Doucette, was the story of the game. She had 34 saves, and they're a young team, and they're improving, but they were, PLNR is a really fast, experienced, you know, they do the fundamentals well, and they were too much for Marblehead that day, but Doucette kept them in it, and she was doing it in highlight reel fashion, diving, flashing the glove, flashing the pads. She was awesome, and so yeah, she was the item athlete of the week, and a very nice girl. I talked to her after the game, very respectful, and very unselfish. She was giving credit to, you know, the defense in front of her. That was a lot of fun. And those are stories that I love to share with the public, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Eighth grader. Lighten it up in nets, yeah. So now the other team, that's St. Mary's boys hockey, still undefeated, right? They're still unbeaten, right? Yeah.
They are still unbeaten. And, you know, just coached great by Mark Lee. And I tell you what, I went to a game about 2 weeks ago, and Brady Bullock, who everyone in Lynn knows, he's just such a stud on the ice. He can, so two different plays. The first one, he caught the puck at center ice, used his explosive acceleration, got a partial breakaway, or maybe it was a full breakaway, and roofed it. And then he capitalized for his second goal of the game in overtime. And that was a great win when I went to cover the Spartans then, and they haven't stopped. And I love the culture there. The crowd's into it. The players, they actually care. You can see they're frustrated when things aren't going well. They're very passionate and happy when things are going well. So I love St. Mary's. I love their game, or its game, and I think the Spartans, similarly to English hoops, I think I'm going to be covering them for a long time.
No, totally agree with you again on that one. Well, it's great to have, you know, great players playing for you, and it sounds like that's case in point was St. Mary's hockey, and we haven't even touched about the basketball, and we'll do that for another day maybe. But you're right, they've got some players on that hockey team that can skate and very skilled. You're right.
It's so fun to watch, and I tell you, no one likes it more than the item's photographers.
they can keep up, huh? That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Joey, last question for you would be, tell us about some of the things you've done since becoming sports editor of the item. I know you're featuring players and teams and so on, and kind of capsulizing some highlights and, you know, getting us to refocus on some of the teams and athletes that in your coverage area. So maybe share that and anything else you want to as a to close it out here.
Sure. So I just want to give a quick shout out to Mark Abayon, who's our new sports writer, and he's doing a great job. He's about a month and a half in, and you know, it's not easy to come in, you know, the beginning of a new season and everything like that. So he's doing really well. You've probably seen his byline, but yeah, some new things we've brought to the item from a few months ago when I started. You've got the athlete of the week, the team of the week, which is, you know, the 6 or 7 day period leading up to it. And I write a little column styled blurb, and it's hopefully the public likes it. And then we also do a few of their favorite things, because I like to really highlight these players off the court or off the ice or off the field, because, you know, what's their favorite song? What's their favorite, you know, sport other than the one people know them from? Stuff like that. And spoiler alert, this weekend's a few of their favorite things will feature a well-known athletic director from Lynn. I won't say who, but so we can expand it to coaches and ADs too. But those are just some of the things. And then, you know, the basics, just mixing in, you know, your fair share of game stories, features, weekend roundups, stuff like that. So I'm having a great time, and hopefully things keep going.
Yeah, no, it's funny. My favorite things, I don't know why those things, because I just grab onto those. I mean, and just scan those quickly. I mean, I love those ones. Those are fantastic. And by the way, Joey, Mark, I sat next to Mark at Gillette Stadium for one of the Super Bowls this past few months ago, last month rather. Yeah, so yeah. So.
Oh, he's great, and he's having fun too.
Yeah, you got it. Well, Joey, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Oh, for you, Bill, anytime.
All right, there you go. Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.